Sass Premier with Chris Wilder for Five Live. Chris, a ninth win, a record-breaking win. Your thoughts on it?
Well, I think at any level, to win nine games on the spin is an outstanding achievement and a special achievement, and these boys deserve an enormous amount of credit, the group. We're a proud old club with a lot of history, I think over 100 years of history, so to take that, they're going the record books, and they fully deserve it. You know, this is a tough league, a very competitive league, a lot of big, big clubs in this division. So, you know, to win, I think to win two or three games on the bounce is a great achievement. To go and win nine is absolutely outstanding, and we can be proud. It was a tough old day today. We've had a tough week. You know, going to Leighton Orient, who were in fantastic form and pushed us really, really hard. Going to one of the pre-season favourites on Tuesday night, and going into there with all the hype and the pressure of them being the best footballing team, to go in their backyard and win, and then win today against Wickham, I've got a lot of respect for. You know, Gareth has not got the resources of half of the three cores of the clubs in this division, and get to a playoff final last year, and will push to get in the playoffs this year is a fantastic achievement. And you know, if you wanted to play one team that you didn't want to play today, to get a win would be Wickham, but we show all the qualities of a side that is on a decent run and wants to achieve in turning a tight game into a win for us.
It was a fairly tight game and scrappy at times. It was one that you had to grind out the win, but when the goal came, a moment of brilliance from
Rose. Yeah, it was. We've got players at the top of the pitch all over that, and sometimes it needs it where something comes out of nothing, because you're right, it was a tight game, and you know, they don't give you anything to hang on to, and they close you down, and they work and Harry, and they give it a right go, and I've always said that. And that's all I should imagine managers want from the players, to make sure they leave everything out on the pitch, and they have today. As I said, you know, it's been a tough day for us, but we had to go again at half time. You know, we lacked a little bit of energy, which is understandable. You know, and mentally, obviously, after the two big games that we've had, we've had to raise ourselves to go again. And we did second half. I think we shaded a tight game, but I think the scoreline at the end of the day is a correct one.
You're in a terrific position. 10 clear of second. You're 18 clear of fourth. It's been a tremendous season so far, and inevitably you're going to have the odd stumble along the way, but the finish line's in sight, isn't it?
Well, the way I look at the players and the way we speak to them, I don't think it's, you know, they don't think it's going to come. You always think as a manager that it's one round the corner, a slack display, one of, you know, lifeless display, but they keep it up, and they keep surprising me. They're a real good bunch to work with. We've still got, you know, 15 big games to go, but we're in a fantastic position, and I'm sure nobody will let this position go and slip out of our grasp now, and we've just got to make sure that we keep doing the right things, and we keep our feet on the ground, and we keep humble in terms of what we do, and we outwork the opposition, because that's been the major part of our play. We've got good players, like you said, who've scored today, and can open teams up, but the biggest thing that they've all got is a massive, massive work ethic to go and stop people playing and to go and play themselves, which is a great asset to have.
And just finally, in terms of the club's recent history, how good is it for the good times to be finally coming back here?
Well, it's tough at this level, because, you know, we're not a Man City, we're not a Chelsea, we don't win every week, so, you know, it's a little bit of a feast and famine existence in the bottom two divisions. So we've seen the bad times here, and we've seen times where things have gone against us, and there's a good feel about the place, there's a real good buzz about the place, you know, and we've got to make sure that, as I said, we understand what has got us in this position. It's real tough and tough hard work and putting the miles in. But, you know, we're, as I said, we're all grounded. It's a good club, and hopefully we can take it forward and take it on.